This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hey, this is Missy Leminx, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
She's finally gotten her way into the show, that Missy Leminx.
Can I tell you, she made two of those, and one of them has her trademark slogan in it, Dean.
Which we will never be playing.
Which we're never allowed to play at this hour.
No, absolutely
but when
not.
We bring you Mad Wednesdays up late with Robbie and Dean, we'll play you that. We'll play you that, Sting.
Oh, I'm very here for that. Well, that's right. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and joining us in the studio is a fabulous human being who's also doing a fantastic Melbourne Fringe Festival show. Give it up for the lovely Jacob Thomas. Hello, hello.
Hello.
What was that? That laugh just came out of nowhere, Robbie.
This is a very solid interview. I love this.
Jacob, your Melbourne Fringe Festival, I was about to say Melbourne International Comedy Festival, no laughing matter. Your Melbourne Fringe Festival show is opening next week.
Yes.
It's called Transgression.
Yes.
And you're going to, through artistic and fabulous performance, turn the tables on some things trans and really open people's eyes to some things. Is that a bit of what you're doing?
I mean, I think that's the goal, isn't it?
Every time we've talked about it, yes. Jacob and I are friends, by the way, every listener out there, I'm like, all I know is I love everything I hear about it. So, and that makes for a great interview. So, it's really exciting. How did the inspiration come to want to do this kind of a show to elevate the art form and understanding of an elevation of conversation this way?
Sure. It's a really good question. So I think there were two key parts to it. One was, for context, I'm a human rights worker and an artist and very involved in community around the world. And I think what we see a lot of the time when it comes to trans and gender diverse narratives is that they're very, very heavily deficit. Like, you know, we just see very real and important conversations around situations of, you know, harm or I'm very mindful of the time that we're on today, so I'm going to try and not go too heavy with certain things, but disaster narratives, I'll say.
No, it's true.
I was just sort of like, well, you know, we need to sort of fix something with that without, you know, relegating that part of our reality to the side. So how do we take a bit more of a nuanced sort of approach to this? So Transgression came out of that, me being a gender diverse person, being non-binary. And then also I sort of looked at it and was like, well, look, let's look at, like, you know, queer art. Like, you know, what's out there? What's happening? I'm very mindful that, you know, I'm a white person living in Melbourne, middle class, all the privilege points with all of this. But sort of, I guess, how do I offer something of myself to, I guess, give transgender and gender diverse people an opportunity to sort of see themselves in theatre, on the stage, to hopefully... I would really like some inspiration to be taken from this, if it's offered, if it's wanted, to go and make your own art, because I'm kind of tired of seeing the same thing a lot of the time. And that's not to say that...
same kind of narrative. Like, I think what's really great, this Melbourne Fringe Festival, there are a lot of trans and gender diverse artists stepping forward, showing their work, showing their narrative, and it's something that excites me in a very massive way, because you're right, we're used to reading or seeing things in a certain perspective and then people constructing the mindset about it. And that's what art should break down barriers. Art should inform, educate and elevate. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I think what's important with this as well is that it's like having, you know, like a very honest narrative about something, even if it is, you know, traumatic, and like it's still real. That's still an important narrative to get out there. Like, you know, it's, we need some nuance our narratives, and the more people who do that, the better, I think.
So here's a question, because that does sound, there's a lot and it's heavy. So how are you putting that all together into a show?
Oh, who knows? I don't know.
We've got 6 days, so do it on the night, Joel. Yeah. You know, just do it on the night.
Every time we talk about there's another element here, another element there, you've been making your costumes, and like all I know is I feel like I'm just walking into this pastiche of transness and I just want it to envelop me.
I think that's pretty much exactly what you're going to get. There we go. Just if my creative team are listening, can we just get that as a tagline, please?
Yeah.
Pastiche of transness. I like that.
Put it on nice. The poster.
Yeah. Tattoo it on my lower back, if you will. Very fine with that. It's got some space. I think, for me, it's like we've tried to design Transgression As something that can be viewed as a whole narrative or can be understood in vignette and parts as well. It's so like different offerings and different pieces. It calls on my drag background, my clowning background. So you are going to get quite a bit of physical theatre, which is very exciting. It's basically a 50-minute lip sync the entire way through.
Oh, the Queen's could never.
I'm very excited for that alone.
Great, good. Sold, done, buy tickets, the end.
And you've been making your own costumes as well.
I have been making my own costumes and working with my fellow designer, Jack Antcliffe. They are phenomenal. Just as an FYI, if you are looking for a stage and costume designer, Jack Antcliffe, have a look at their website. They're amazing.
I'll be doing that when we go to a break.
Love that.
But I mean, I know it sounds like there's so much, there's here, there's everywhere, but that's because this is really going to be this amazing trans pastiche that you want to go and see. It's happening next week at the Melbourne Fringe. Robbie, you've been very quiet in the corner watching your
kids. Yeah, Robbie. This happens every time I come on.
Have you ever tried to host a show with Jay?
I think
some tips for you.
Jacob
nearly said something very inappropriate. Yeah. I'm really glad I didn't.
Just keep bantering, and then I realised, oh, Robbie's in the mood. Like, you know, Robbie.
Jacob and Dane fake Rob. There we go. That's how it is.
No, I think it's great. The show sounds amazing. You've spoken about highlighting gender diverse issues throughout the show. Is it going to be somewhat of an educational experience for those people that come?
I think it definitely has an opportunity for it. Absolutely. I think I'm trying not to like give too much away with it.
Yeah.
But also, this is a very hard thing because I want to sell the show, but also not just be like, so at 5 minutes in, this bit happens here and this is just what's going to happen. It's really interesting. I've really nailed my marketing. You're all welcome. There we go.
Look, you're here for an hour. Do you want to just do the show?
Yeah. Sure. Mad Wednesdays with Jacob Thomas. Yeah, get it. Speak Dean and Robbie. Yeah, get it. No, I think there will definitely be a call to action for people. There's definitely going to be, I think, some nuance where it's going to be educative for people who aren't part of community but want to sort of come along and not, like, feel woke about it necessarily, but actually, so, like, I'm going to just be really honest about certain things that have happened in my life and about our communities as best as I can while staying in my lane. And I hope as well that it is an educational opportunity for our community as well, where they get to see that there's a brevity of opportunity other than just horrible things.
I think within art, many people go and see things that they feel can resonate or emulate with themselves. But for many people in our communities, you might look at this and go, well, I don't know, does that fit with me? My call out to you as an artiste myself is that's why you should see it if it doesn't. Because if it means you're sitting outside of your box and watching something new that quite frankly connects to people who are a part of our diverse communities, then see it, engage with it and see what you take away from it.
Yeah, I often find, you know, I've always been a part of, you know, the queer community for many, many, many years now. But as a gay white male, you know, I'm constantly learning so much, and there is so much more to learn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these sort of things are the perfect outlet for that.
Totally. And I think it's a beautiful thing. There was a fellow artist friend of mine who put something up on the socials the other day about, like, being mindful that, like, art that often uses, I guess, like, a really singular narrative, so, like, mine in this case, can only be, you know, really useful in some way. So it's important, like, and sort of hits on certain parts, which is important in and of itself. But I think this is the important thing, is just, like, we go and engage with the breadth and the beautiful richness that is in community as much as we can, exactly. Even if it's not made for us. I think that's, like, such a wonderful thing to see Fringe getting around. You know, you're in, like, a cultural capital of Australia.
Well, yeah, it's exciting, it's great, it's fabulous. It's starting next week, happening on Tuesday, from Tuesday the 24th of September all the way through to Saturday the 28th. And it's happening at the Meat Market in North Melbourne.
Yes, at the Stables, yes.
I'm always so close at the Stables. I'm like, look at me, I struggle when it's in any suburb that's not Collingwood. 9:30 at night, you can get your tickets. Well, you can jump onto any of our social medias for Mad Wednesday and you can see the ticket details right there, or jump onto the Melbourne Fringe website and go to Transgression, get your tickets and enter into this fabulous world that is Jacob Thomas's life and head, which we're not going to have leaving, are we, Robbie? You're not going anywhere.
No, we're blessed with even more, Jacob.
I mean, that sounds like a read. It's just like, I wanted to say something honest, but I guess I was just going to be nice instead. Thanks, Robbie. No,
I was throwing to your fine. Opportunity to say how happy you were to be here with us.
Oh, yeah. As Shakespeare would have said, thrilled. There we go.
It's all just going so well, dude.
I'm so happy. There's more of Jacob on Mad Wednesdays featuring Robbie and Jean coming up on Joy 94.9. It's Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean on Joy 94.9 with special guest Jacob Thomas. Not a psychiatrist,
nor a therapist. But I do have a show coming up in the Melbourne Fringe starting on the 24th of September at 9:30 p.m. at the Stables Meat Market, North Melbourne, called Transgression.
You've done that one before.
No, I haven't.
Well, at least we don't have to get there. Now, we were talking about roller coasters.
We've done it.
We were talking about roller coasters and scary rides, and we got a message in from Angela from Eltham North saying, when I was young, I loved scary rides. The scarier the better, and could not get enough of them. Now that I'm old and grey, I can't even look at scary rides without freaking out. Well, Angela, like, one, grey, hooray, I'm very here for it. Old, well, you're only as old as you feel, and a bumper car can feel like a roller coaster if you make it hard enough.
Look, Dean, I know I can't relate to that, but what are your thoughts on the issues?
I don't know what you're trying to say, Robin.
I'm trying to say that it's been a while since you've touched up your beard.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with going.
It's okay, nature's touch up, Robbie. It's nature's touch up. Okay.
All right. We're getting off the roller coasters and we're getting into hair care. I don't dye my beard because why? I don't dye my hair because why? If you're grey, then yay. That's my take on it. There is.
I love that. If you're grey, then yay.
If you're grey, then yay. Because it's just hair. We're all going to get older. I'm more concerned about my waist than I am about the colour of my hair.
Oh, look, you know what? Grey matter in the brain, grey follicles on your face. You know, I'm here for that. There we go. Again, not a therapist, but it could be. So there we go. Fixed it.
Now, Jacob, you were saying you're doing your show Transgression in the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which is very exciting.
Yes.
But you come from you've performed for years. You're saying you had clown training and drag training.
Yep.
I really want to focus on the clown training.
Okay, sure.
Juggling. How are you at it?
Shocking. Like, absolutely terrible. I can juggle a schedule, but I can't juggle balls. So there we go.
There's a double entendre there if I ever saw one.
If you need it. That's fine. I am single. Go nuts.
How many people can you fit into a car?
By legal standards or
I
will not say anything incriminating.
So what kind of training is clown training? Because for me it just seems really intense and crazy.
This is from years ago, so like, okay, not a therapist, not an expert, I don't know what I am, just a bit of a lot of things, you know, just like I feel like I'm just like a Friday night mashed up meal that just gets put together from the takeaway throughout the week. That's my experience. That's my CV. You're all welcome. Yeah, for me, I just like did a lot of sort of like physical theatre and a lot of sort of. Can I explain this so terribly? So if you are a clown expert, I am so sorry because I'm not doing you any service. I feel like Nike is just angry. And I'm so sorry for that. I live around the corner. I'll make you a souffle. I'm so sorry. But just, so doing things like bouffant, for example. So like what we might call like French clowning and just sort of like group work, a lot of physical activity. I have a lot of injuries from doing that on and off throughout the years.
You had an injury recently that almost cost a show, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't realize we were going to talk about that. Cool.
No,
yes.
We just went there.
Just went there. I love that we've gone roller coasters, hair care to me, almost snapping my tendon last Tuesday.
Where is your tendon?
Again, not a physiotherapist or a physiologist, but you know, here we are.
That's my question.
Hello, it's Q&A's with Jacob Thomas on Mad Wednesdays, Pete, Robbie and Dean. Love that. No, it's I think it's called like a supracinstra or something like that. It's like basically across your collarbone or like nearby in your shoulder. We've had to re-choreograph a lot of the show.
Okay.
Because I was doing some groundwork and kind of like crawling like a crab. So it's not a spoiler because it's not in there anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but what could it mean? I don't know. Anyway, so doing some floor work and then everyone kind of heard a pop, which was super not ideal. So this is a PSA to anyone who's doing Fringe. Look after all kinds of your health, please.
If you're doing Fringe can be so crazy. Mental health, physical health, just hugs. Hugs are really important and necessary. I'm also very excited that there's strobe lighting in your show.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm very here for extensive lighting. Lighting to me is what can make... You can just have a person standing in their tracky dacks on stage and with good lighting, you can feel like you're at Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, so we've got Adelaide Harney, who's our lighting designer, and she's absolutely phenomenal. Her work is really, really brilliant. So it's going to be really wonderful to have her involved in this as well.
It must be exciting because this is the first time you're debuting this show and really bringing the elevation of what you do with your performance in this way to Melbourne in this way.
Yep.
I said in this way twice. There we go, three times. And it must be exciting to have that kind of a team to support you and to be able to put the work together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very, femme and gender diverse heavy team, which I'm really, really excited about. Because, it's nice to have some representation on and off the stage. Yeah, and these people are just absolutely phenomenal. Can I pitch who my people are? Is that
right?
Love that. Excellent. So director is George Lazarus. Stage manager is Kate Weston. Designer, Jack Antcliffe, as I mentioned before. Lighting, Adelaide Harney. And this has all been produced by Gavin Roach.
Talk about name stables. Dropping.
No, all the things. Look at me go, yes. And also, the Meat Market Stables events have been running
such
this week
a great
as well.
Space.
It's such a great space. And, Gavin has put this entire thing together, not just by himself, but with a massive team, but leading on that.
I don't
that.
Know when Gavin sleeps, I'm not going to lie.
Not his therapist, I don't know. Not anyone's therapist. But, he's absolutely phenomenal, and it's a real... wonderful opportunity to be able to just bring new creative work to this space. It's really, really great.
Well, you can go and see it. It's opening next Tuesday night, running all the way to Saturday. It's Transgression at the showrooms at the Meat Market.
At the Stables.
Stables. I was so close.
No, you
weren't. Stables. It started with an S.
The Melbourne Stables. Yes.
Stables.
Yes, love that.
Meat Market in North Melbourne. 9:30 each and every night. Don't miss it so you can see Jacob Thomas.
Yes, and you get group discounts if you buy, I think it's four or more tickets or something like
this
that.
This is exciting.
And I will just say as well, really quickly, if you're a cis person and you can't go, feel free to buy a ticket for someone who can't.
I love doing that during Fringe because there's so much on. It's a great opportunity to just get a ticket for someone. It's the easiest birthday gift that keeps on going.
Love that. Chuck in spare or something like that and we'll see it and we can just work that out. That's perfectly fine. Or get in touch.
Isn't that also the great gift where you can just turn around and go, I hated it once when my auntie did it. She bought me a ticket for something and I didn't want to go and I was rude about it, but I was young. But I love the idea now of someone just going, I have bought you, here's a present, you are going to see this. It's just a surprise.
Yeah, I like it.
Especially with Fringe Festival, there's so much diversity on offer. What have you seen, Robbie?
Absolutely nothing. You know, we've been very busy this last couple of weeks, but I was thinking this Friday
stories.
Shameless hour.
Leave me alone. I do want to head down to Trades Hall at one point and just go festival nuts because there's so much down there. It's a real hub for the Fringe Festival.
It's the literal hub. And also and there's so much happening outside of it as well. It's it is literally all across Melbourne.
Yeah. Just throw a dartboard at you.
Throw a dart at your computer
and you can see anything. Jacob Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me,
darling. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Go and see Transgressions, melbournefringe.com.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.